Gary Spunk's being sacked.
There we go. That's the beginning of the podcast when because Daniel says Gary Spunk has been sacked. He has been sacked. That's sad. So hello. Welcome to the podcast today. As you can probably hear, it sounds a little bit different. Why does it sound different, Dan?
Because we're in a car park in the dark in your car.
Are we dogging or are we doing something different?
Well, I hope we're dogging, aren't we?
I hope so, because that woman is very good looking.
Although I thought it was supposed to be exclusive, this was. Well, I didn't realise there'd be others involved.
If you want to pay for money.
Jack Reeve, Gary Gowers, all the other, you know, all the other bloggers and podcasters, etc.
Well, we all kind of get together once a month, don't we, and just rub each other's up.
You might be once a month, but I'm in there once a week.
Oh, yeah.
I got the loyalty card.
So why are we here, really?
We're at the, is it the Norwich City Forum?
Yes,
with Alex Neil, who's doing a Q&A with Gary Holt and...
Someone else. What more do you need to know?
Yeah, that's why we're here. And we're hoping to talk to people afterwards and ask them fun questions and get some fun answers as well.
Do you think it'll be fun?
No, I imagine it'll be pretty feisty, actually, which is a bit sad after the Watford result. So I imagine there'll be a few bits of harumphing, a few elongated and lengthy questions that never really get to the point and ramble along, just like I'm doing right now.
It's very good. I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to the... Or are you going to ask Alex New anything?
I don't think so. I don't think he'll like me. I don't think I'm his sort of chap.
Why?
Hiya! That's what I'll do.
Do you think he's heard your song about him?
I very much doubt it. I don't think he's a YouTube type of person, do you?
No.
He hasn't even got Facebook. I've tried. I've looked. So, this before we go in, it's 5:02. The doors open at 7, but I think we've got a little time until the shit kicks off. Let's talk about...
Watford?
Yeah. You looked at me like I was about to touch you. Come on. Watford. What on earth happened?
It was shit, wasn't it? It was really shit. Awful. It was bad.
It was Brentford bad, with Stephen Whittaker in field bad.
Ooh.
Was it Brentford?
Yeah, I don't know if it was that...
It was bad,
I think. In actual fact, I think it was worse. At least Norwich tried to play it on the deck against Brentford.
True.
And we were depleted by injuries against Brentford, which is why Whittaker was in central midfield in the first place. But against Watford, apart from Wes, we had a... And Jarvis, obviously, we had a full-strength side.
It was a full-strength side, wasn't it? We got nothing to complain about.
No. It was weird, because when...
When
the team was announced, you know, a few hours after we had told everyone that Declan Rudd was starting.
We knew that shit, didn't we?
We did break that shit. After that, everyone was quite happy with the team, weren't they? It looked quite attacking, because we had two pacey wingers for once.
Yeah.
We had a striker who had scored in the previous game.
Yeah.
We had Dorans in, so it seemed like we were looking to play football. Good football.
Yeah.
And instead, we just hoofed it up in the air quite a lot, didn't we?
Well, Alex Neil said afterwards that we... Should we ask him this tonight? Fucking ask him. Like, oi, Neil.
I imagine someone will be asking
him. Yeah, probably will.
Then someone will ask him the same question again.
Yeah.
And then hopefully someone will get natted by him.
Should I bring sausage rolls up during...
Sausage rolls?
Can you see that?
Can you
see the crest? Sorry, this is no
this
good.
Is, what
no
crest?
Good for people.
Where?
To the window.
Yeah.
Can you see the crest, look?
No. I mean, this is awful.
Bottom right. No, but bottom right of that.
There's lots of windows.
There's a bottom right, the only right window, straight ahead. The bottom right.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
Wow, what do I ask for? It's quite a big crest.
You're wondering why there's a canary crest inside Carrow Road?
Yeah, it's quite a big, the size of it.
Oh, yeah, but it's a big room. It's a big ground. There's probably crests everywhere.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
What were we saying? I want to try and get in that room somehow.
Steal the crest.
Should we just get in the Carrow Road?
And what, just onto the pitch?
And record it.
That would be wonderful. And just, no, like, one believe us, though.
They wouldn't.
In fact,
they?
Let's just do it. Just lie in.
We just come off.
Can you get arrested for that? Not if you've been cordially invited inside Carrow Road, surely.
Can I tell my story about being on the pitch after the Ipswich game?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I went on the pitch, obviously, quite late on, and I took a picture of on the goal line and that sort of shit. Took a picture of the penalty spot. And a woman came up to me and went, "Right, listen, love, just want to say the cameras are on me and you are not going to Wembley now, okay? You are not going to Wembley, you've been photographed and that's it." I went, "All right, love, I'm just running on the pitch, it's like hundreds of people, and no one else will go to Wembley if everyone's gone. Right, tell you what then, if you leave now, I'll make them let you go to Wembley." I went, "There's no one on you, is there?" She went, "Listen, I'll let you go to Wembley." I went, "Okay, I'm getting off," so I just wandered off. And I went back on the pitch again.
How would she have remembered you and then found you on CCTV? No, he's all right.
Yeah, exactly.
I've let him through.
She lied.
You had your hat on, didn't you?
I had a hat on and I had a beard at the time. And I shaved the beard off just in case they found me.
You don't get many people wearing balaclavas anymore, do you?
You don't. Unlike you today, probably, obviously. Imagine going in there full balaclava without asking them a question. Yeah, what do you think about Donald Trump, by the way?
There used to be a man who walked around Norwich with long gloves up to his elbow and full balaclava as well.
Really?
He seemed to have incredibly long legs. Tiny torso, long legs, balaclava.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the football.
Oh, the football, yeah. So it was. The template against Arsenal was perfect. Second half against Arsenal, and it was. And the lineup suggested that we were going to do something similar, and then it got rainy and the players were shit. So I just hope, rather than Neil wanting to be defensive again and hoof it, I just hope that it was just the players didn't follow his instructions correctly, and that we'll see a better performance against Everton, sort of a more passing performance against Everton.
Hopefully,
it's steaming up in here, isn't it?
I know it is. Yeah. It's just me. I just thought I saw. Alex Neil
really?
Get out of a car and walk, but then I realised he just got out of a sort.
Breaking news, Alex Neil is walking.
No, he just got out of a small Clio, so I don't think it was him.
Well, he might have been coming in disguise.
Yeah, that's true. Guess what?
Might have a balaclava on. As a competent football manager.
But what Alex Neil was saying before I got distracted by those pretty colours over there is that Alex Neil on the post-match interview mentioned that he said, "Oh, there was a lot of balls in the air. We had to win the battles in the air." There wasn't. It was they played their best when it got to their when they put it to feet and got in behind us.
Yeah,
and no, that's Igloo true, was all over the place.
He was great, wasn't he?
I wish we had him, or a player like him.
Yeah, I wish we had him, and he would come up against Bessong every week as well. It was because Bessong. I mean, I don't remember. I remember fairly sure Bessong played. Well against them because that was his comeback game against Watford, wasn't it? Bessong? No, not his comeback game. One of his when he played Watford last season for us, we won 3-0. He was good against the same strike force.
But he's quite inconsistent, isn't he?
I mean, I think Bessong and Tetti have been terrific this season, and they were both.
Not everyone thinks that.
No, they're wrong. And the problem with this Norwich squad is it only takes. Two or three people to have a really shit game, and we're really struggling to get anything out of it.
That was the thing about Arsenal. Every single player had a really, really good game.
Apart from Ruddy, full player. Yeah,
had a really good game, and we. It's a shame.
Yeah, we were all excited.
I felt like it was a game we were going to win.
Yeah,
I thought we were going to win and really push away like we did in the last game.
Watford are really tough at home. That's their fifth clean sheet, and lots of fans have gone away from there wondering how on earth they look so poor. But Watford are really good at just stopping teams from playing football. Mm. They're four clean sheets for us, and those teams have only had 10 shots on target. So it's not just us.
I felt that it could give you a chance to really do something quite exciting. Do you think we should go, by the way?
We should probably go in, shouldn't we?
But it's only like just gone 7, so I don't want to get there too early. Because
to talk to people then.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
I don't even talk to you half the time, but I have to.
We're just going
to
walk in silence into Cara right now.
You can go the wrong way around, so it'll take longer. I will speak to about 5 more minutes, then we'll go, okay?
Okay. Should we speak about now then?
Who we got next?
Everton.
What are you expecting from tonight? I think that's a good question. What are you expecting from tonight?
From tonight?
Do you think he'll be honest? Do you think he'll be exactly like he is on the radio? On TV?
I don't know.
Or do you think he'll be a little bit more?
I've never seen him at a Q&A or anything like that before. I imagine he'll be honest.
Yeah.
He'll address the issues, the questions that are asked him pretty honestly, I think. I'm hoping for some put downs from him as well to some people.
Yeah,
because he looks like the master of a put down.
Because Paul Lambert did at the end of the season dinner.
Yeah,
was like someone videotaped it. It's on YouTube. It was on YouTube, but someone videoed it, and he's just a different type of person. He was really quite homophobic. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh. Right. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, right, so you've seen it.
Yeah, he was like saying, oh, here comes Russell Martin, back to the walls or something.
Oh.
Yeah, just, and people obviously loved it.
Cause
whoever pays to go to the end of the season dinner is.
Oh, that's disappointing. That's a bit Malky Mackay, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was like, and I think it's just that kind of, older footballer generation.
Yeah, he's not that old, is he?
Yeah, I know.
Is he 50 something?
Yeah, I know, but I just think it's like, It's part of the dressing room, stays in the dressing room, bring it out. Like, people went,
That's the thing, when people talk about banter in the dressing room, they really usually mean terrible jokes and lad Bible kind of. But yeah, Alex Neil's our generation, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm sure, you know.
But he's grown up in a football club. And he's not like normal people in the office. You can't say, all right, sugar tits to people.
That's why you're leaving your
job, exactly. Yeah.
You're right. But I can't imagine Alex Neil's like that at all.
I hope not. So what we're hoping for, he's not going to be
not
aggressive,
racist, not
wear a balaclava, or
homophobic,
or attack anyone in the front row.
Well, I don't mind if he attacks anyone in the front row.
Okay.
Should
we sit in the front row?
We can video it.
Feel the kiss of his Glaswegian fist against my face. That's all I want.
Ooh.
Ooh. So there we go. We're about to go in. I'm going to close this down now. I'm going to go in, and we'll speak to you after.
And we'll have lots of stuff. We'll talk to some people. Some of them might even be interesting, but we're hoping most of them won't be.
Why? They will. Yes, they will. Should we try and secretly record some of his thing as well?
Yes.
I think they're going to pass.
If not, you can just do a Scottish accent muffled at the end of it.
That's him.
Right.
It's quite muffled because he's quite far away.
No, it wasn't muffled at all.
Okay. And I'll wait.
Let's see if we can try and wee next to him.
What do you mean?
Have I told the story about seeing Alex Ferguson wee?
No, do that quickly, then we'll go.
Why not? At awards thing a while ago now, Ferguson was the guest speaker, and I walked into the toilet and saw my friend there at the urinal, and next to him was Sir Alex Ferguson taking a whiz, and he turned around and looked incredibly old. He looked really old. And this was about 6 years ago now, 5 or 6 years ago.
Well,
and then I told my mate, he just pissed next to Alex Ferguson, and he didn't have a clue. Well, he didn't even check him out.
Didn't check out his
hairdryer.
Do you think that he pisses 40%?
What?
Alcohol. And then he looks really old, but whereas he pisses, all the alcohol leaves his body.
Yeah.
And he gets young a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
He regenerates a little bit, then he goes back and then drinks until he has to piss his...
So what are you saying? He's got a catheter in the loft somewhere?
Yeah.
Or
they just fill the bottle of whiskey and just put it straight on back onto the wall.
Are you insinuating it's just because he's Scottish?
No, I'm just going because he was an alcoholic. You see his face.
Was he an alcoholic?
Yeah, do you know?
Okay. No, I didn't know that.
Look at his face.
He's very ruddy.
Yeah. What, John Ruddy?
It's very ruddy. Yeah.
You're saying John Ruddy's an alcoholic? looks like he played by one, that's what you're saying. Right, that's it, that'll be fine.
Declan Rudd was good, wasn't he? He was right. Alright anyway.
He's made two or three good saves. He made one little dodgy kick that he waved at.
Terrible
said,
wind.
Sorry.
Yeah. Terrible, it's going to propel it.
There we go. This is rubbish, isn't
it? Yeah, this is terrible.
Right, we're going to go and talk.
We're going to be good again next week, and when we come back in a minute.
It'll be like.
It'll be literally seconds for you guys at home.
But so hold your breath for 5 seconds and we'll be back with all the information you'll ever fucking want. We should write things down that he says, by the way.
Yes, that's good. You're not allowed to live tweet it.
But we'll write things down and go, do you know he said this?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I mean, it'll be out by the time... Oh, well, we're putting this up tonight, aren't we? We're just rambling.
I won't put this up tonight.
Let's go.
Okay, bye. Hello. We're back after. It's now currently... What's the time? 9:15.
11.
Oh. 2:15 in the morning. It was incredible. Dancing girls. Alex Neil took his top off.
All those chickens.
I've never played catch a chicken before, but it was...
You get a few in the eye, but my God, it's fun, isn't it?
The seventh best time I've ever had.
Seventh best? I once played catch with a hamster. Not one of my finest moments.
Why?
Why what? Why wasn't it one of my finest moments?
Why did you play catch with a...
I was just young, and someone had a mate of mine had a hamster, took it out of its cage and threw it at me, caught it, and then it sort of developed into a little catch.
Okay, so the important thing what people want to know, what on earth went on today?
Well, Alex Neil and his coaching team, or as one person described them, his guests, turned up and were asked some relatively feisty questions occasionally, and Alex Neil came across really well, answered very, very honestly.
No, he didn't. He came across incredibly.
All right, get up.
He did.
Get out of his ass, Christ.
He came across as
really well. No. There's no need to capitalise really well and move it up to incredibly.
Because it was incredible.
Fucking hell, steady on.
It was, wasn't it?
He was really good.
Yeah, so you said walking out, he was like, oh, he's incredible, wasn't he? I went, I don't use that word, mate. He went, no, I need to use that word.
He was a very impressive man and very honest. What did he talk about, John?
Oh, there was loads of things, wasn't there? I can't. We were asked very.
Well, tell you one. Oh no,
I was saying we were asked very directly not to tweet, not to take pictures, not to record. So we didn't because we don't want. We're not that rebel, shall we?
We don't want McNally getting a Gestapo.
McNally was there, and I thought he was going to attack us.
Yeah,
but he didn't.
Yes.
So we
luckily,
ran away.
He saw the size of us.
Yeah, exactly. So they went, oh, look at that fat ass.
There was also a moment because we were on the end at the left, nearest the toilets, and there was a moment at the end where Alex Neil went to the toilet, and we did quite seriously contemplate ambushing him as well, didn't we?
Well,
but we bottled it though.
We could have got both sides of him, watched and just watched him piss.
Yeah.
And just
filmed it.
Just breathe in the aroma. So can we talk about? There are some really interesting things that he did say. The first thing, he defended his whole team, including the players that he's not playing at the moment, to the hilt.
Yeah,
which was really interesting. Well, there was some arseholes. There was some arseholes. Oh, you bloody! You're not playing Lafferty. Yeah, things like that.
To be fair, I mean, he did defend them, but he also gave very concise, articulate answers as to why Kyle Lafferty isn't playing and why Gary Hooper is off on loan.
Yep.
I mean, he directly said Hooper doesn't work hard enough for us.
He does.
I mean, he lauded his attributes of being great around the 18-yard box when teams are dominating, which Norwich, you know, did quite a lot last season.
Which is why he did really well at Celtic as well, I guess.
You guess. That's what Neil said.
He did say that.
I wasn't listening.
I was literally just touching myself looking at that man.
But genuinely quite interesting that he said Hooper just doesn't work hard enough for the team. And he's told Hooper that. Yep. So, and he compared it to Wes. You know, he's a sort of guy who can make an impact in the 18-yard box and in the second half, but Wes works really, really hard for the team.
Yep.
And he just wanted Hooper to work harder, and he didn't, and that's why he's off on loan.
They talked about one player that there was a rumour about, but he was quite direct in saying who we went for
and didn't get,
and that was... Well, not you say it, because you wrote
Nathan
it down.
Nathan Dyer. I didn't know that.
No, I knew there was a rumour about... There was just one of them, you know, internet rumours. I read it in the summer. But apparently we wanted him.
Yeah.
But I can't think where he would play. The other thing was Brady, maybe?
Well, I guess...
Jarvis.
Well, that's the thing. And that's probably why we ended up with Jarvis so late on. Is because Dyer was... And he went to Leicester. I don't think he's particularly getting into Leicester's side.
No, I don't.
But tell everyone what Dyer said to Alex Neil, why he isn't at, why he didn't come to Norwich.
The reason he didn't want to come to Norwich because he didn't want to live in Norwich.
There was an audible intake of breath when Neil revealed that.
And where did he end up in?
In fucking Leicester.
Leicester.
I mean, there's a Bridewell Museum, Two Rivers.
Have you tweeted this already? Or you just
No, I've not tweeted.
Oh, there's quite a lot of cricket played in Leicester, isn't there?
Yes, they've got a terrible cricket team, Leicester.
Isn't there one like a big ground there?
It's Grace Road, but one of the worst counties. But,
sorry.
Yeah, that hurts, doesn't it? Leicester. I've been to Leicester. It's not the worst place I've been to, but it's certainly an unattractive area to live in. But
isn't he a right winger?
Dyer. Yeah, he can play through the middle
as well. Do you think that if we'd assigned Dyer, that Nathan Redmond would have gone?
No.
No?
No. You don't sell your 22-year-old over years who's playing for England under 21. So he's quite interesting about Redmond as well, isn't he? Saying still very much developing, maybe doesn't work hard enough to get back against some of the bigger teams as he can do, but was also full of praise for him and sort of how he's come on and developed as well.
He seems very fast over 15 yards, but not over 30.
Yeah. He said...
Remember we had an argument about who would be quickest over 100?
Yeah, you were right, yeah. Yeah, well, you're clearly right. Brady's quicker than Redmond over a longer distance. Mm. And Cameron Jerome. As well. Lafferty, what did he say about Lafferty, John?
That he has known Lafferty for a very long time, even from early Scottish days, Rangers days.
Yeah.
And he said it in a much better way, in a much nicer way, but he said he's not good enough, basically.
Essentially.
He's good enough to be able to score many goals in the Premiership.
Because it was the inevitable question, well, why isn't Lafferty playing?
Yeah.
And he answered it very well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
He's not as strong as Mbakani or Jerome. He's not as quick as Jerome. No. He doesn't turn as quickly as Graben.
No.
He says he's got no problem. They get on very well. And he's training hard with the first team, etc. He also said in training he's goal scoring, perhaps his finishing isn't as good as the other threes.
Yep.
And it was all sort of stuff most of us really knew. And he also made the point that he didn't make much of an impact when he went out on loan to Turkey last season. No one really cared he went out off on loan. And now suddenly he's not playing and Norwich is sort of struggling for goals. He's become the saviour. When, you know, realistically, he's just not quite good enough.
Yeah. So we had a quick interview. We'll go back to some more points that we heard. But we had a quick interview with one of the volunteers. And that was Sophie. And this is what we said to her.
Okay, yeah, I can hear. Good.
You do?
Okay. So, yeah, right. So, we've had some fun. We've spoke to Alex Neil. I had my picture taken with him.
You did?
Dan didn't win the raffle, and I've got Sophie with me, who is a volunteer. Do you like being a volunteer?
I love being a volunteer.
Why?
Because it lets me meet people like you.
Yeah.
You mean Alex Neil there, really, don't you?
Yeah, really.
And you get in here for free.
I do get in here for free, but I have to do lots of work beforehand.
What, put a leaflet on a chair, that's not a lot of work. £3 it cost me, and I had to pay for you, because you couldn't be asked to pay.
We saw you gazing admiringly into Alex Neil's eyes just there when you had your photo taken. What were you saying to him, and what was he saying back?
That would be... I can't tell you that. That was private between the two of us. No, very polite, but it was. I didn't ask him in the open forum, so I can't tell you what it was now.
Oh, OK.
I said, oh, I like your shoes. And he went, all right, mate, thanks.
You sound like Carl Lafferty.
Sorry?
Carl Lafferty.
Oh, no, I should have rolled on the floor and done it. That would have been, brilliant. So this is the third one or fourth event?
This is the third event.
It's been good, isn't it?
We've had two fans forums and one quiz.
Is this the biggest you've had?
Yes.
Good?
What's he laughing at? Oh, come on.
Come on, that's ridiculous. That's Dan laughing, that's pathetic. So you're saying it's massive now?
What, the social club?
Yeah.
It's probably only going to get bigger as well, isn't it?
It's getting bigger and bigger after every event.
Exactly, that's all we need to know. The next one is in February with...
some legends.
Who?
I can't tell you who the legends
are. I bet Ewan Roberts is one of them.
I don't know, actually.
I bet Paul McVeigh's one of them.
You just keep making wild...
I bet Dean Ashton's one of them.
Keep making wild guesses.
I bet Darren Huckabee's one of them.
Probably all your mates from your book.
Is John Rogers one of them?
Has John Rogers ever played for Norwich City and could deem himself as a legend?
I've had a trial.
Trial counts.
Oh, yes. But, no.
OK.
I can honestly say it won't be John Rogers.
That's a flat no, John.
And on that horrible note...
There's no PC there. There was no, oh, well, we haven't asked him yet. We might ask him, though, if we need someone to play the guitar for us. There's, no, you're not coming along, John. Not coming along.
Sorry, I'm used to it now. Thank you, Sophie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
She was lovely, wasn't she?
Sophie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, she's always lovely.
I know, it's true. So, we are going to keep talking about what we saw today, which was that we were at the social club's fans forum type thing, when we had Alex Neil and who else was there? Frankie McAvoy, who said like four words, but it was lovely to hear him speak for the first time. Gary Holt was there, and also Dean Kiley. I thought Dean Kiley was going to kill someone at one point.
Why ain't Ruddy kicking proper? Do you not tell him how to kick proper?
On the training pitch, he went, I've been doing this for a fucking long time. He didn't say that, but he honestly thought it was... oh, my God. Everyone looked and like to the floor and like, oh, shit. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Immediately disassociated themselves with the man who'd asked the question.
Yeah.
I just suddenly popped into my head. But, it was interesting because... there were, like, that question, and there were a few others that are a little bit sort of feisty. There was one guy who was who asked, why aren't we pressing up front
like Leicester?
And then Alex Neil gave a really good answer about the two frontmen, Vardy and Mahrez, only really press inside their own half, the opposition. So they invite attacks on, and then because they've got four incredibly quick frontmen, they break at speed, and we can't do that because we haven't got four incredibly quick frontmen.
It was really... positive about Cameron Jerome. I think that was the most time that he talked about his pace, and he said the worst thing that Cameron Jerome, he said, well, not the worst, but he one thing that he had to work on is making those right decisions at the right time.
Yeah,
doing the best thing at the right time.
He described him as a thoroughbred, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's got all the attributes, pace,
power,
technique and power, but just the decision making and stopping him becoming a top player. But the thing is, Cameron Jerome isn't 21 now, is he? So you've got to wonder whether he's ever going to become a top... You're yawning.
I know, I'm so tired.
Cameron Jerome makes me fall asleep as well. What else did he say? So, the change in system, he talked about that, didn't he, John?
Yeah, he did change the change in system, and he said that he was hoping it was going to work a little bit better than it did, and there were hints.
He said, if you tweak the system, it's got to improve the side.
Yes.
And he doesn't think it's improved the side.
Yeah.
Which is a kind of a hint, do you think, that we're going to go back to...
He didn't say it, but I wouldn't be surprised if against Everton we're going to go whoosh, bang, wallop.
Yeah. Yeah, or at least in the second half against Arsenal where we the full-backs pushed up again. And you'd hope so anyway.
Yeah. What came across, another thing, just to this, I'll change the subject a little bit, but he knew how many goals Gary Hooper scored for Norwich the last time he was in the Premiership.
Yeah.
He goes, he scored an average amount of goals, and I think he went, it's called sticks. He goes, Cameron Hooper scored six goals.
Yeah.
He knew off the top of his head without even blinking.
I'd imagine he probably expected a question about Hooper, because he kept saying, oh, where's the Bradley Johnson question?
Yeah, there was no Bradley Johnson question, because people don't care about Bradley Johnson anyway.
I genuinely had sort of forgotten about him when Neil said, oh, I'm expecting a Bradley Johnson question.
Yeah.
I think, and he's given his reasons why he left. He's just, his ball retention and passing is not good enough for the Premier League.
I thought he made a fortune out of him as well. 8 million, was it?
Yeah, crazy. Doing well at Derby.
That's the same amount as Brady. I mean, we mentioned it ages ago, but it's still astonishing. What a great, the best, he said the best player we have is Robbie Brady, I think.
He said the best signing we've had is Robbie Brady.
I think he's still the best player we've had. He's still my
across the season, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
What else was said? Anything else? More?
Someone asked why Housen was in the side all of the time because he's an average footballer. And he was he defended him saying he's got a mix of both Dorans and Malumbu, and that he's got all the energy, but also the technique. He's got all the energy of someone like the Malumbu and Tetti, but the technique of Dorans.
Yep.
So I think he described him as a kind of a unique player.
He did.
Quite a rare
player. What was the only criticism he had that they're trying to work on?
His sort of direct impact on games.
On games, exactly.
And sort of he thinks he's got it in him to have more of an impact and sort of to run games better, which is, I think, it's fair comment. But also, if it was a sort of a direct Q&A, sort of I would have picked him up on that and said, well, he has played in sort of four different positions this season. So I do wonder if him moving all over the place has hindered that progress. But
one thing that I was expecting to kind of, not necessarily disagree with what he was saying, but I didn't think I was going to agree with everything, but everything was so well argued.
Yeah.
He was so... He said he wanted people to ask, have a go at him, but he was encouraging people to say, come on, let's get it out there, let's talk about it, let's get it finished. You know, some bloke who said, oh, I think we should, youth is the... So first of all, apologise for some people being horrible to you, thank you all you've done in the club. And he said, well, no, it's good, let's talk about it, let's get it open.
So at least he can explain decisions behind that. You don't have to agree with the explanations, but that he could explain the decisions behind
it.
And it sort of made you realise how concise he must be when given instructions to players as well,
and how
quickly that must sink in for them.
Well, that's what Russell Martin said really early on when he first came into the thing. You know exactly what you want from him, and you, Christ almighty, I'd, if he told me to go get him a drink, I know exactly what drink I'd get him.
Half
a white wine spritzer, of course.
You wouldn't have thought that from him, would you?
No, exactly.
White wine spritzers,
And with a slice of peach.
And an umbrella as well. Just never saw that coming from Alex Neil. But,
shame I couldn't get the light of a sparkler. But apart from that, it was a good time. I didn't win the raffle.
You didn't, neither did I.
It was a fun.
You bought pretty much all the numbers.
I bought £15 worth of tickets, and I didn't win a fucking thing.
Yeah. That's a shame. Should we talk about Everton quickly?
Well, before we do, we spoke to a couple of more people, didn't we?
Oh, yes.
There.
Yeah. What were their names?
I don't know.
Sure, Daniel and the Ginger Man.
Yeah, the Ginger Chap didn't know who we were, but he wanted to be on the podcast. He didn't know what the podcast was called.
He'd seen it, which is sort of fundamentally missing the purpose of podcast there. He has seen it, but not listened to it.
Exactly. I like that. So here he is and his friend. And also we had a little girl. Sorry. We had this girl jump in halfway through with a football in her hand.
Yeah, which she'd won at the raffle.
She won the raffle. Mm. Out of the silence, she said no. So this is the first time you've been to a fans forum, or
Been to a couple. Did one other actually?
I've only just been to the one before. What was the last one I came to? The quiz one, I think.
The quiz. Yeah.
How'd you go on the quiz?
We lost, I believe. Oh no, mid-table.
Mid-table. We dropped down a few points. Don't want to get Europa League, get exhausted for next year, but we're quite happy and we think we're going to progress on next year.
He's good, he is. I like him. We'll talk to him more than that. Well, this is really good turnout from everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you surprised that there'd be this many people who are just really desperate and need to have company?
Well, to be fair, they've been getting good audiences. They put a lot of advertisements out and the bar's quite cheap, so...
You made me sound like I was being serious there. Now I sound like an idiot. But
it's a good way to meet sad, lonely friends as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like-minded people.
And I'm delighted to have met you.
He's good, isn't he? He's on fire. I like him a lot.
That is genuinely how I met this slot, from sad, lonely people just hanging around talking football.
This lot. Say lot.
Lot, homies, whatever you want to...
See, he's my steward at the football, and he frisked me every time.
Are you a steward?
Yeah.
What's the worst thing you've ever found on someone?
Don't tell them the story.
Tell me the story.
It's the NMP, so there's nothing major up there.
Just Werther's and things like that?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Dildos.
I'm not saying anything, but...
Still my Werther's originals back.
Okay. On this one, normally we would, but...
Yeah.
So, basically, Werther's and dildos.
Yeah, that's pretty much the life of an NMP season ticket holder. It doesn't even stop after the final whistle, to be honest. I mean... Just got one in each drawer by the bed, one drawer for Werther's, the other drawer for the sex toys. That's just our life.
I'm going to rouse just listening to him. Have you got anything to say, Dan?
No, I'm just slightly erect, that's all.
That's all you need. Thank you, guys. Bye.
No problem.
So there we go. It was a really good night. I really enjoyed it. £3. That's good.
It was good fun.
I'd encourage it because it was really well organised as well, wasn't it?
And
all the people there were great and they're really lovely. So come along to the next one, which is in February.
And photo opportunities with them afterwards.
Yeah, I got my picture taken with them.
Yeah.
I said, you have nice shoes. He went, right, thanks.
He did have nice shoes.
He did have lovely shoes.
Maybe he's bored of people telling him because they are lovely shoes that he had on.
He didn't like that, me saying shoes.
Did you ask him where he got them from?
Nope. Because I was scared he'd say some shop I've never heard of. I go, oh, yeah, I've been there.
I think he's a Clarks man, isn't he? I think he's probably straight down the line.
Clarks. Might be. Mm. I did think about mentioning the song to him, the same age as me song, but he'd probably look at me like I just spat in his face.
Much like Dean Kiley looked.
Just like Dean Kiley did, where that bloke said, do you even practice kicking at whack in the training ground?
No, we don't bother with that, no. Nor catching, really, or saving.
We always play, like, with tops off and no gloves. Just get that glove.
Tie his hand behind his back as well.
And...
Was there anything else of interest?
I don't think there was. Although, yes, there was. There was one more thing about who we're going to be signing in the...
He said read between the lines after about 5 minutes of saying that we've... Well, this was interesting, actually. I forgot about this.
Okay.
We're talking about tweaking, quickly. He said when we were sort of... The first game of the season when we were playing attacking football, we kept making individual errors that were costing us in games. And then he said he tweaked it so it became more defensive, but we're still making those same individual errors.
Yeah.
Which, A, suggests he's probably going to go attacking again, having said what he said after that, as we spoke about earlier. But also, B, he then said read between the lines about who they're going to sign, and between those lines lie a big central defender, surely.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, did we try to sign Huth?
No, I didn't think so, did we?
I think we did. Did he go to Leicester this year?
No, he went on last January and then signed this year for them. Went on loan last January and signed this year. But, I mean, he turned Leicester's season around, essentially, as did the change of formation last season. Mm. But it's hard to say. We should really, if we're properly good at this, we should be going, they should sign blah, blah, blah from whom.
Jimmy Keith, he's a good player.
Not as good as Stanislas Chavovic, though.
Yeah.
He's excellent. 3 feet as well.
Jimmy Gerrard?
No, he died in 1967.
Oh, did he? What about Aviva Community Stand? I'm just reading what I can see.
So probably after defenders. And also, they also said they'd put out calls already.
Ahead of January. We've always speak to clubs, we've always speak to players and agents.
And let's hope they all want to come to London. And he wants to get business done.
He wants to get business done straight away.
Yeah.
But who doesn't?
Well, exactly. I'm sure we're not the only club making calls already.
Yeah, of course. There we go. That's good, isn't it?
So that was it, was it?
It was. It was overall really good night. I encourage everyone to go into the next one.
Yeah.
Because it's really good.
Was it February the 10th, I think, with some legends of the game?
Yeah, so I think...
Not legends of the game, we're not talking Pelé and Messi. We're legends of Norwich City's game.
So I'm thinking Huckabee, maybe Ewan Roberts will be there, McVeigh maybe.
Or we're just guessing.
I'm totally guessing.
Daryl Such, Fotheringham, etc. Yeah,
legends.
Andy Marshall. But I'd like to see there, Rob Green. I'd like to see Rob Green.
I've got a really good story about
Rob Green. Well.
I've always told it already about the World Cup, remember?
Oh, yeah, you have told it, yeah.
Look out for other podcasts if you want to know about that story.
Yellow Bird podcast.
Of course. The Little Yellow Bird podcast, coming soon to you.
So, quickly about Everton.
Let's do it. So, we're obviously going to be attacking.
Well, you'd think so.
We're going to be, and there's going to be about 80 people up front.
It is terrifying, isn't it? Because Lukaku scored something like 67 goals in his last 12 minutes or something, appearances or something
so
like that.
So, I think we're going to struggle. I would have you, but again...
Do you know where Everton are on the table?
Yeah, about 13th or something like that.
No, the 9th.
Oh, that's close, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they've had... They seem, when they play well, they just look really, really good this season. Or with Dillafeu and Lukaku and Barkley look great. So I was expecting them to be a bit higher than they are.
They should have
drawn a lot of games.
Yeah, they should have beat...
Palace?
Bournemouth, obviously. That was 3-3 last minute.
Extraordinary game, that. I mean, they drew with Palace at the weekend.
That's four points Bournemouth have got in the last two games. How many points have we got in the last two games?
One.
That's not good, is it?
No, it's not as good, is it? No.
It's three less, so...
Yeah.
And that's not me making that, that's actual maths.
Actual fact there, isn't it?
Actual maths.
Yeah. Can't argue with that.
I think we'll be all right against Everton. Away. Yeah. They're not great away, are they?
I've not checked, actually. What I do know, though, is they've drawn a lot of games, but recently Dellafu... Is it Dellafu? Yeah, it's Dellafu and Lukaku Dellafu. Have been on fire, which...
What about... It's a good call about Kone. Is it loan?
Where is he now?
Everton.
Is he?
Mm.
Surely part of the plans? Because they only play one up top, so I wouldn't
He got
thought.
Injured, but he never plays up. He never really plays, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
No, not bad.
Thank you.
Put the call in.
I will. There probably always been a call put in for it.
I would have thought so, yeah. I think we'll lose against Everton.
You think?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think Everton, they're just their front... The front three or four have just been in really good form, and our defence has struggled slightly.
Yeah.
But I hope not.
Talking of struggling slightly,
us.
We are a little bit, aren't we? So that's the end of today's podcast.
We're in the car again, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We're still in the car park.
In the car park, Carrow Road car park. I can see the Holiday Inn. I can see... Jesus Christ, it's McNally! It's not.
You got the brown paper bag?
Why?
That's either a bung joke...
Okay.
Or asphyxiation joke.
Or
he's... Take it either way.
Alcohol.
Or he's got sandwiches.
Or alcohol.
He's bringing us sandwiches.
What does that mean? That's the weirdest thing you've ever said. And you've said a lot of weird
brown
things.
Brown paper bag?
Yeah. Has he got a brown paper bag?
Well, for bungs and stuff.
Oh, why would he bung us?
Well, to stop us from talking about the AGM.
I'm not joking. I'd delete this right now if he gave us 20 quid. Do you know how much we made? We did this thing on Acast. How much we made? Tell people how much we've made.
We've made... £20.
No, not even £20. We made
£18.73
for selling you, for making you listen to adverts. £18, which
is
not enough to cover half of 1 month's expenses.
All right, people don't care.
They do care. I care.
Right. Okay.
So what I'm saying is that Acast are money grabbing.
So we're not Dan versus John or jokes this week, but they'll be back. Well, the Dan versus John will be back next week.
I thought it'd be quite interesting for people to know.
Yeah,
I think so. Report. If you don't like it, then don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Which is probably too late now because you've got to the end. But if you have listened to this and you didn't like it, sorry.
And if you don't hear from us again, it will be because McNally's got hold of us.
Exactly. Talking of McNally getting hold
also,
of us.
Also, he may well be aware that we broke the Rudd news as well.
That's true. We did, didn't we?
We did.
That was good, wasn't it? We got any other news?
All will be revealed. No, we haven't. No.
Yeah. All will be revealed soon. Follow.
Well, Rod played against Everton in the cup, didn't he?
And he did, didn't
he? Through two or three brilliant saves.
So that's because he was embedding him, using the Watford game to embed him into a serious game against Everton.
Yeah.
He's a fucking genius. All right, everyone. Thank you very much. We're back to normal next week. We might do another one of these. This goes down quite well. People might quite like it.
We'll need another AGM to do this, really.
That's true. Should make our own one up.
Yeah?
Just make shit up.
You think we can get Alex Neil along?
Just make shit up like we did today.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good idea.
None of this was true.
Exactly. Bye, everyone.
Bye.